For June 15th, 2021, this is Totalox Games, episode 214. So for the last couple of weeks, I've been spending most of my time in Limited when it comes to playing ranked. I played some standard ranked as well. And historic constructed, but it's been mostly limited that I've focused on, and I've been having a lot of fun with it. It's like I think I've mentioned before, Strixhaven is a lot more fun than Kaldheim was, and although I have tended to play very similar decks. If I go back and look at my history, I have a predominant number of decks that are in the Witherbloom color combination. although I do have I have a Prismari and a Loreholm here as well. And then I've been mixing it up, so I have a few mixed ones. I think it's called Absan. I can never remember which one's which, but the white, black, and green. That's Celestia, actually. I've actually put a name on this one, which was came in handy. and some Sultai one was one of my later ones. A couple of Sultai ones, actually. Or Witherbloom Quandrix, I guess, is the two combos with green and blue and black and green. And last one I had really good success with. I went 4-1, so that one turned out to be a real banger. Really happy with that one. So, it's been a lot of fun, when it comes down to it. This last deck, that I mentioned, I had a good luck with the draft, and, started out with getting a channel right away. So I was really hoping to get that, whatever that card is called, the red, does X damage, times three, I think. Anyway, you have to pay quite a lot for it. But that would probably come in handy with a channel. So, I was hoping for that. I didn't get it. I did get the, green, that costs 2 green and X, I believe. That's actually XX in green. Exponential growth. So I was really trying to get that combination going. Channel and then exponential growth. Exponential growth will give double the target creature's power X times until end of turn. But I sat with those couple cards in hand once or twice, but I ended up not combining them because, well, it would require a minimum of, four green and one. And since I'm playing three colors, having four green on hand and then some extra mana to boot just didn't turn out to be the case in any scenario with that would worked out. But all the same, I mean, that was a rare and the mythic rare that I drafted in this deck, and even without ever really having an opportunity to play them, I did really well. So, yeah, really happy with this deck. And I'm really happy with playing Limited on a whole. We'll see. I think I'm going to try to get in a couple more tournaments or whatever you want to call it, of limited, and hope I'll be able to push into to gold. Usually I'll play it enough to get fairly high up in silver, but not beyond that point. But that would be really nice. So I hope I'm going to be able to do that before the end of June. So besides limited, like I mentioned, I've been trying out some other decks, just mainly in the play queue, but not just. So one deck that I did play in ranked and having good success with is Arc Like Phoenix deck in Historic, which is one of the top rated meta decks at the moment. This is, of course, my, or not of course, but this is my own variant on the deck. partly because I didn't have all the wild cards to get the four brainstorms and the four faceless lootings. And then partly because I wanted to make some minor changes that I thought would be better. I believe there was some, what was it? Don't remember what he had put in. It might have been Thrill of Possibilities or something like that. But I thought Fire Prophecy is a better card because it'll actually do something besides just shuffling your cards. And since I didn't have all the brainstorms and faithless looting, I had four copies of Strategic Planning, and that together with the Expressive Iteration seemed like enough to be able to put cards into your graveyard to get your phoenixes there, which is the strategy is all built around. So if you're unfamiliar with the deck, it's a loaded ground deck. Almost everything is one or two mana. There's a few exceptions, but there's six different cards that cost just one mana. And what do we have? One, two, three, four, five cards for two mana. And then there's a Stormwing Entity, which you'll play for two mana because that's the kind of deck this is. And then lastly, there's a couple of copies of Finale of Promise, which will cost you X and two. So since these cards are so cheap, probably it'll cost you four or maybe even just three. So still a really cheap card. So anyway, the idea of the deck is to play or get your Arclight Phoenixes into the graveyard. Well, get them into graveyard either directly or through them being cannon fodder early on in the game, and then playing three instances or sorceries on your turn to get them back on the board and attacking on that turn. And you want to just keep doing that whenever your phoenixes are Phoenix Eye, I don't know. Whenever they're killed again, you want to try to get them back on the board as soon as possible. So you'll be going through the deck really quickly. Like I mentioned, it plays Brainstorm, which will is from the mystical archive, so part of Strixhaven, but for Historic. Cost one blue, an instant. Draw three cards, then put two cards from your hand on top of your library in any order. so that will help you sort your cards. Then you use the Faithless Looting to draw two cards and then discard two cards. So Ideally, you'll get get one or a couple of phoenixes either into your hand directly or at the top of your library with the brain storm, and then faithless loot them into your graveyard. And at that point, you've already played you played an instance and a sorcery for just 2 mana, and you just need one more, and you'll get those phoenixes into play and attacking. Of course, since this deck plays a lot of instances and sorceries, perfect companion is the Sprite Dragon, which it also has 4 copies of, and of course the like I mentioned, the Phoenix 4 copies. And in my version, I have 2 copies of Stormwing Entity, which likewise it costs 3 and blue blue. But if you've cast an instant or sorcery on this turn, it costs 2 and a blue less, so you're paying 1 and a blue to get it into play. And it has prowess, so it'll get boosted whenever you play any additional instances and sorceries. And also, when it enters the battlefield, you get to scry too. So, really good card together with these. The main core of the deck, and also a nice card to get out early and take some heat before you get the Sprite Dragons and the Arclight Phoenixes into play, which are your win con in a way. Also have a couple or a copy of Young Pyromancer, which also really happy to have instances and sorceries thrown about, because it creates 1/1 red elemental creatures tokens every time you do that. and it itself is a Human Shaman 2/1 for 1 and a red. And once that gets going, it can get pretty crazy as well. So, rounding it out, we have 4 copies of Opt, 4 Lightning Axe, which will do 5 damage for just 1 mana if you're able to discard a card, or you can pay an additional 5, which I have done on occasion when I just have a bunch of mana and draw this card. Yeah, being able to discard a card and which you might already want to do, and do 5 damage for 1 mana is pretty powerful. 4 copies of Pillar of Flame, also for just 1 red mana. It's a sorcery, but you're playing most of your instances and sorceries, or instances anyway, on as sorceries, so usually not a problem. Of course, you can't hold it during your attack and then decide where to put the 2 hits. But all the same, besides the 4 shocks which this deck also has, this is another good way to do 2 damage to any target for just 1 mana. And also, it has a bonus effect that if it would die, it's exiled instead. Strategic Planning, like I mentioned, a couple of copies of that, 2 copies of Finale of Promise, as I mentioned, and 3 Fire Prophecy. Expressive Iteration, one of those Strixhaven cards that works really well in this deck. I've made similar Arclight Phoenix decks before. But this card is really like a Swiss Army knife in a way. It's not quite on the level of Prismari Command, but I mean, it's still really good because it's sorcery for a blue and a red. It lets you look at top 3 cards of your library, put one of them into your hand, put one of them in on the bottom of your library, and exile one of them. And you may play the exiled card this turn. So you can set up for the future by putting something into your hand, deciding on something to play now by exiling it and being able to play it now, and then stick something you don't really need at the bottom. So another nice way of sorting your cards and getting to whatever you need. Also, and of course, it's a trigger for the Sprite Dragon, the Pyromancer, the Arclight Phoenix, and the Stormwing Entity. So works really well there. Finishing out the deck, we have two islands, four river glide pathways, four mountains, four steam vents, and four fabled passage. And I'm not quite sure about the four fabled passage. Really, it's not that often that I need to decide on that I'm really missing one of or the other of the colors. Of course, the river glide pathways and whatever the red card on the reverse side is called, I don't, never remember. Can't see it here. Having to decide as those come into play is kind of a pain. And I should really get some Snarls in here. Snarls would be perfect, the Prismari Snarls. But I don't have any at the moment. I don't have any gold wild cards, but we'll see. Maybe that's what I'll put those to going forward. Because then I would phase out the Fabled Passage for a couple of basics and a couple of Snarls. I think that would be a perfect combination. So, been having great success with this deck so far, playing ranked and non-ranked as well. But let's see, I think this is ranked. Yeah, I'm at 71% win rate with 74% on play and 41% on draw. 12-5 in the matches. Been doing really good against other aggro decks, as you might expect. Also, I guess a five-color deck. I wonder. I think that might have been a Shrines deck, and just too slow to keep up with this kind of deck. Lost once to a Sultai deck. I'm not sure if it was an ultimatum deck. It might have been some other version. I think it actually was a rogue deck, but it was a Sultai rogue instead of a Dimir rogue, which is interesting. I haven't seen that before. I don't remember exactly why they had the green, but that was a hard matchup, and I think I had a pretty bad draw on that turn as well. I've lost a match against the Jeskai control deck, which is also been really powerful now in Historic, and once to a Grixis control. I think the Grixis was also actually a rogue with splashing some red, which was interesting. So basically rogues still a problem. not as much, and they're not as prevalent, I think, in Historic. At least I haven't seen them that much, but can still be a nuisance as always, which is something we just have to live with, I guess. Well, besides the historic deck, I've also been I've mostly been messing around with the different deck ideas, but some of them have worked fairly well, and so I took them into some ranked games. One that I have had a lot of fun with, but hasn't done all that well in ranked. It does a heck of a lot better in the play queue. Is a deck I called Game Time, because it I accidentally bought four copies of Strixhaven Stadium when I was trying out another deck, so I was kind of irritated that I I had two copies, but I bought two for two, my only two rare wild cards. So that was kind of irritating because that's not what I was looking to do, and I really didn't need them for the deck I was making. So I just had those sitting there, and I decided, well, okay, I have four copies of this. Maybe I should make a deck that really tries to focus on getting a bunch of little critters on the board, attacking with them, and winning the match through the stadium. And that's what I did. I put together this deck, which has seen a few iterations, but it's a lot fun to play. It doesn't do all that well in ranked, like I said, but it's a lot of fun to play in just to play queue. So I've been messing around with it. So of course the idea is the Strixhaven Stadium, trying to get little critters, hopefully, or preferably flyers, so that you can get past any defenses and just try to get in those 10 plus points on the enemy. And of course, since you're trying to make a bunch of little critters, you have lots, hopefully lots of chump blockers as well, to make sure that your opponent doesn't reduce any of the points from the stadium. So one card that I've never really played, I've tried it once or twice, but I noticed that I have four copies of it. And since it's being rotated out soon, I decided this seems, well, I don't know if that's why, but it seemed fitting that this it fit into this deck that I was putting together. And the card is Stolen by the Fae. For X and 2, it's a sorcery from Eldraine, and it reads, return target creature with converted mana cost X to its owner's hand. You create X 1/1 blue fairy creature tokens with flying. So you bounce hopefully a fairly expensive creature that your opponent has, and get a bunch of 1/1s for a future attack, and of course jump blocking as well. This card is a bit expensive because of the two blues and then the X. Usually you'll bounce like a card that's a mono cost 2 or 3, sometimes 4, but rarely anything bigger. If you hit 3, that's a pretty good a trade, as it were, because you getting 3 1/1s on the battlefield will probably have about the same power as a 3 mana creature, and also you're able to get an attack in, hopefully with 1 or 2 of them, more than your opponent is going to get on you. I have 4 Fire Prophecy, and those are in the deck not only to do some damage and cycle some cards, but mostly to trigger Improbable Alliance, which of course I have 4 copies of as well. Improbable Alliance is of course that enchantment from also from Eldraine for a blue and a red, which reads, whenever you draw your second card each turn, create a 1/1 blue fairy creature token with flying. And you can also pay 4 and a blue and a black, a red to draw a card and then discard a card. So this is also part of the core cards of the deck. Being able to draw that extra card every turn to get some additional flyers in the air. I have also 4 copies of Nadir Kraken. It's a 2/3 Kraken for 1 and blue. Whenever you draw a card, you may pay 1. If you do, put a +1/+1 counter on Nadir Kraken and create a 1/1 blue tentacle creature token. So here we have yet another way of creating little critters. Unfortunately, they're not flying. But it would have been nice if they had island walk, but that ability hasn't seen any. Haven't seen that for quite a while. But anyway, nice way to, since we're focusing on doing a lot of drawing, nice way to create creatures and boost your Kraken to have a good defense and perhaps even attack if things go that way. I have four Scoot Swarm, a Scoot Swarm, which costs two and a green. It has landfall. Whenever land enters the battlefield under your control, create a 1/1 green insect creature token. If you control six or more lands, create a token that's a copy of Scoot Swarm instead. So, if you're familiar with this card, you will know that this card can really go crazy. You can get tens and dozens and sometimes even hundreds of copies of it fairly quickly as it starts multiplying exponentially, increasing the number of insects. So this is another good way of getting critters onto the field. Unfortunately, it's also a magnet for any kind of shock or stomp or anything else that will take it out. So they tend to not live very long. And I found mostly you don't want to play it on turn three or even four or five. You really want to play it the same turn that you're going to be able to make a copy of it, because that makes it so much more increases your chances of actually keeping it, or at least a copy of it, around after that turn. So, but those are in here, and they do their part when they can. I have three Spore Web Weaver, which is a card I haven't played all that much. It's a rare from Core Set 2021. It's a spider, as you might guess. It costs two and a green. It has reach, hexproof from blue. And whenever Spore Web Weaver is dealt damage, you gain one life, create a 1/1 green sapling creature token. So another way of getting some more little critters onto the field whenever you are blocking or being blocked with the Weaver. Two Prismari Command is the next card. Another really good fit for this deck. And this is really the Swiss Army Knife I was talking about earlier. For one and a blue and a red, you get to choose two. Between Prismari Command deals two damage to any target. Target player draws two cards and then discards two cards. Target player creates a treasure token or destroy target artifact. And the most common combination for this deck will be to do the two damage and then draw two cards and discard two cards. And since it's an instant, I usually try to do this during an attack, either mine or the opponent's. So you can do two damage to whatever opponent's creature that you would be able to kill then, or that will hinder it from blocking. Also draw two cards to create a fairy. The really nice thing here is, because you're drawing two cards, you can do this on your opponent's turn. So it will trigger your second draw, even if you haven't, you don't have your own draw. So it's a really nice way to create a unexpected blocker, like a flash command, basically. So those are really nice. I will get some more, I guess, but for now I have just the two. For this deck, I think that's a pretty good amount. I might trade out a fire prophecy or two for the other two, though. We'll see how that goes. I have a single Overrun's Epiphany just because it feels like you should, since it creates a couple of flyers, and also I have most of the cards are fairly cheap, so and the games tend to go on for a while since I'm mostly just blocking and doing little mini hits on the opponent flying over their defense. So the games tend to go long. So after a while, you'll have all the mana you need, and why not take an extra turn? Usually, that's all you need to finish up at that point. I have four copies of Royal Scions, which is the classic combination with the Improbable Alliance to draw cards. And those also tend to draw a lot of hate, a lot of damage, so they don't always live that long. Although I have ultimated a few times, drawing four cards, and when you do that, you get to do damage to any target equal to the number of cards in your hand. So doing that will usually win you the game. Hopefully you have some Krakens on the field, and that will get boosted by all the card draws, and then doing that damage boost to either a big opponent's creature or just straight to the dome. Okay, finishing up the deck is two Seagate Restoration, which I'll usually play as lands, but so far I've only played them as lands, but they could be used for draw late in the game. Four Islands for River Glide Pathways, four Crag Crown Pathways, one Mountain, three Bark Channel Pathways, one Forest, one Vine Glimmer, Snarl, and four Fabled Passage. So yeah, like I mentioned, a lot of fun to play this deck, and I think I've surprised a fair amount of opponents with the Stadium. They don't, I think many don't seem to remember that you lose the game once it hits 10. And so they're not always that bothered by my little flyers coming in over. And especially when I go all out and just attack and they think, oh, okay, well, I'll just kill them on the next turn. It doesn't really matter. What they should be doing is trying to block as many as possible, and they don't always do that. Well, usually I'll only do that kind of attack if I think I can win, but or if I have if I can get close to winning and I know I won't lose on the next turn. But yeah, they'll be taken by surprise quite often and not block properly. So yeah, lots of fun with this deck. It's fun to make your own deck every now and then and see that it really works. It really gives me some additional joy in the game, because it's not all that fun to just be playing decks that everybody else is playing and that somebody else thought of. You want to put your own spin on it and design something your own of your own, is what I find. Yeah, but that's where I'm going to cut it off for this time.